B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Who are you?
Stan?
Yes.
It's Ray down at the dealers.
Hey, Ray! I hope you're not calling just to sell cars, because I can't do that. You're not advertising to the best of my knowledge right now, so I can't turn this into a big commercial for you over at Dick Moon.
Well, I wouldn't ask you to turn this into a big commercial for Dick Moon Automotive, home of the pre-owned monster special every weekend here on Old 41 in Bonita Springs.
Well, what can I do for you, Dick?
Because you got to remember, you're not in the car business. I do have a new Taurus on the line.
Those are nice.
Boy, they sure are.
Yeah,
and I got an old Taurus, too.
But I'm not interested.
As a matter of fact, I think I got every body style Taurus they ever made.
That's great. I'm not interested.
Some of them were full electric.
I know that the Taurus, mighty popular car, but Ray, I'm not interested in a car, and I hope
sure do invite you to come by and take a look.
Okay, but I'm not. I'm tight for a dollar, and I'm not looking to buy myself a new car.
I'm not calling. As a matter of fact, I refuse to sell you a car today.
Thank you. That's the first time I've ever heard you say that.
Won't do it, sir.
Thank you.
I am calling because I was listening earlier on.
Yes, sir.
But I was doing my morning constitutional.
Right. Yes.
You know what they used to call it, a service, 3S.
Yeah, we know.
What prompted you to call in?
Well, it seems to me you got a problem and I got a problem. Maybe we can help each other out. What's the deal with this kitty cat?
I have a cat in my house. If you listen to the show for any length of time.
If I heard right, because I was in the middle of one of the 3 S's.
Uh-huh.
You know, that you got to do every morning.
Yes, that's the constitutional,
right.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear everything that you were saying, but the gist of it, tell me if I'm wrong, is you got a cat you need rid of.
Yes.
Pronto.
Yeah, I'd just like somebody to take the cat in.
Well, I think you found your man, sir.
You, Ray? You?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean? What do you want to do with a cat?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to bring in the wagon and a cat, we'll work out a deal on that new Taurus.
No, I'm not. First of all, I like my car.
You said you weren't going to try to sell him a car this morning.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sell him a car. He won't come out ahead on that deal. It'll be like I'm buying a car.
How am I coming out ahead? You're still trying to sell me a car. Look.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
You need
to get rid of that cat, don't
you? I'd like to get rid of the cat and find it a home. And I don't care if it's a good home.
I was just pointing out the fact that I'd take the cat off your hands. You're going to be here anyway. Why not take a look at our fabulous... high volume inventory right here on Old 41 at Bonita Springs here at Dick Moon Automotive. Ask for Ray.
You're the sales manager, aren't you?
Not anymore.
What are you talking about? You're not the sales manager? I thought you were the sales manager.
I'm not the general manager anymore. I'm still the sales manager.
Oh.
Dick Moon Jr. is now the general manager. That's been the plan all along. I've been grooming him for his daddy. Kid's 22 and couldn't sell his way out of the paper bag, but you didn't hear that.
No. So you're not general manager of Dick Moon's pre-loved used cars in Bonita.
No, I've been promoted to sales manager.
That's not a promotion. That's a step down.
They upped my commission, Stan. What do you want me to say?
All right. So you're general sales manager there.
I didn't say general sales manager.
What are you?
I said sales manager.
What is there? So that's two rungs lower.
You got a general manager. You're the beholder, I guess.
Well, you're a sales manager of a department at Dick Moon's.
Well, Dick Moon Jr. is now the general manager, and Business Moon is general sales manager. Looky here.
Yeah, okay. Well, talk to me.
I need that cat.
What do you
need?
Hold it. What do you need the cat for?
You're lonely? You need some companionship?
What's the deal, Ray?
Well, I don't know. Have you gotten a gander at the beginning of the banner this week?
No, I have not seen the Bonita banner.
I don't like to call it a problem. We had an opportunity occur this week.
At the dealership?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And something that's been very successful for other dealerships.
What?
And it was my promotional idea.
It was yours. So, yeah, trying to get in good graces with the kid.
I went out and rented a crane.
Yeah.
And I had it hoist up an SUV.
Uh-huh.
I've seen that done.
Yeah,
in other
it's
places.
Done. Yeah, there are a few places do it.
And when it's done right, by God, it's one of the best sales tools with a bit.
Oh, yeah, you can see that SUV from a mile away hanging up there.
And people look up there and go, what in God's name is that truck doing up in the way up high?
Yeah, and as you get closer, there it is right there at the dealership.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're doing over at Dick Moon's.
Yeah, you got to make sure that that you detail the bottom of the vehicle. A lot of flat black spray paint.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I recommend Krylon.
Okay, thanks. Why do you need my cat? Need.
Well, evidently.
Not going to have the cat.
I can't say whose fault it was or wasn't. But the gist of the matter is we had an incident where the crane gave way.
Oh, no.
The SUV came tumbling down to the ground.
Oh!
It hit several other vehicles. Luckily, we did have a person on the lot, a guest. And I was, I was on my way to take him to guest services at that point.
Right? Yeah, right.
Because we got a TV in there.
Sure, right, sure. Donuts, coffee,
and as this. SUV hurtled to the ground. It hit several other vehicles, but the direct impact was actually on a dog.
Oh.
Well, dog's dead.
Of course
dead. Nothing left of it.
Right.
I mean, it looked like it had been butchered.
Three or four more cars got to go be detailed again.
I mean, all you saw was fur and blood.
Oh. Okay, that's unfortunate. What do you want with my cat?
Well, because this dog belonged to a little girl in the neighborhood, and I had offered to replace at full replacement value whatever type of dog it was.
Uh-huh.
And a little girl and the mother getting all emotional.
Uh-huh.
But I'm figuring they have refused my offer to purchase or obtain a replacement dog, and I figured, well, maybe if I threw a cat in their lap, they'd take that.
So you want to use my cat as kind of an add-on bonus.
Well, that's not really what I want to do. What I'd like to do is sue the pants off the crane company so I can recoup my losses. Unfortunately, that happens to be owned by Mr. Moon's brother-in-law.
When you do those crane things, you have to have insurance on the lot for mistakes that happen like that.
I found that out because I was going to have BJ Odom go up there and broadcast live, and they said there's no way in hell.
Yeah, they don't allow that anymore.
The inspector come out and said these cables about ready to snap. We can't put anybody up there.
Well, and so you want my cat as kind of a peace offering, settle this thing so there's no lawsuits to give to a little girl. This cat,
before,
I don't know.
Before the dog got killed, I guess it's a valuable dog. It's a C&I dog.
Oh, hold a second. Are you saying that the dog that was killed was a seeing eye? Is the girl blind?
Well, what they call it, Stan, is a service dog.
And you killed a service dog on your lot.
It was an act of God, sir.
You called it some kind of mangy mutt dog, and you don't know what.
Thousands of dollars of training goes into those.
I'm not a big animal lover.
These are super trained dogs. Let me tell you something, Ray. So that you don't get your dealers.
Well, they kept telling me I couldn't replace whatever the hell his name was.
Well, let me tell.
So I figured another dog. They've already refused that it was insulting.
Yeah.
So I'm figuring if I bring him a cat.
No, that's not. No.
There you go. Well, there's another little thing for the little blind girl to pet.
You know what? It's typical you, Ray. There you are, trying to wheel and deal, get off cheap, go and, boost up an offer
of thinking, if I can make that little girl happy,
you're
I can
not
sell
gonna
that
make,
source.
This is a part of her daily life. She needs the dog to help her maneuver around.
You know what I need?
I need
three more units to hit my bonus.
Big deal. You go to Leader Dogs for the Blind, you go to some other organization, and you find out how you can replace that dog. Now, if it's you going there having to replace that dog, I highly trained dog. You're looking $10,000-$15,000.
I saw it and it didn't look all that smart to me. That pooch screwed my sale.
That's the whole thing. It's not that a dog was killed, a leader dog. It's not that the girl is blind and needs this dog to get around. It's that you want to make a cheap-ass sale because you've been demoted 3 levels at yet another dealership, Ray.
You know what? I take offense to that. I prefer the word affordable. Mr. Moon, if you're listening, I'd never use the word cheap.
You're cheap.
Affordable quality automobiles at Dick Mode Automotive, 041 Bonita Springs.
So, Ray,
I think you've lost the sale.
Come on down and see all the smashed-up cars. You can see right where it happened.
Nobody will want to buy a car from you.
Give me a quarter. I'll let you look.
Poor child probably can't get around it. All you're talking about is how you lost the sale.
I haven't given up on that sale, sir.
You all give up on it.
I think your cat's the key.
And I do not appreciate me. I don't appreciate you using whatever twisted, convoluted relationship we have because you've screwed me over on cars for years.
You know what, sir? Let's get to the bottom line here.
What's the bottom line?
I don't want to waste your time.
Everybody's time.
I'm a busy man.
Yeah, the hell you are.
I can't drive all the way up there to Fort Myers to pick up a cat.
Uh-huh.
You need to bring it down here and drop it off. You won't.
Right, and then bring my wagon in and take a look at one of them Tauruses.
Well, you said it, not me.
Yeah, get lost, Ray.
See, you're still thinking about it.
Get lost. No, I'm not thinking.
You know how
I'm not
good you'd look behind the wheel of a Taurus?
Ray, don't call me again. And do the right thing.
When can I expect you, sir?
You can't expect me. I'm not coming down there.
What time will you and the feline arrive at the dealership?
No, we're not coming. Neither one of us are coming.
I want to make sure I'm ready to roll out the red carpet for you and that damn cat.
No, that damn cat. No, it's not. I wouldn't give you that. And no. Get the girl a trained leader dog. Then
she said I can't replace whatever its name is.
You can't, whatever its name is.
Right.
You can't know.
How much would an animal like that cost?
About $15,000.
Hell no.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Accidents happen, sir.
Goodbye, Ray. You cheap ass.
I'll see you with that.
No, you won't.
Good evening. Elvis Presley died today. He was 42. Apparently, it was a heart attack. He was found at his home in Memphis, not breathing. His road manager tried to revive him. He failed. A hospital tried to revive him. It failed. His doctor pronounced him dead at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The end, at an early age, of one of the two most spectacular careers in the history of American entertainment, the other being Frank Sinatra's. He sold records in the multiples of millions, made millions, bought a string of Cadillacs, one after another, gave away a string of Cadillacs to people he liked, and along the way, he was married in 1967 to Priscilla Ann Bullier. The couple had one child, a daughter. The marriage did not last very long. It ended in divorce.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
So powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. That means Haney's here. I'm here. Dimwit's here.
Woo! Why would you call him dimwit? Why are you so rude to him all the time, man?
I can't stand him.
We were just here trying to solve the problem.
That ain't solving
exactly
a problem.
Of your wedding.
Your friends. Your friends.
Let me explain where we're at.
And let me explain that that's not going to happen. Well, you know what? I don't want to hear you talking about it. You do anything you want, because I'm not going to be stressed out with the two of you guys on my wedding day. You want to go and fly a chopper? You want to go and take a tractor trailer? Do whatever the hell you want.
He's down and down.
You know yeah, what? Brother.
You show up, great. You don't, I don't care.
Oh, we'll cook across there, man.
And you're not invited. So
that's
there's
fine,
problem
bro.
Number one.
I'll be partying in the hotel, man, waiting for it all to be over.
Look, we already have another wedding that I have to go through later this year, yep, where Dave's going to be driving, and he's yep not invited to that one either.
Yeah, man.
He's fine with it.
I don't want to know any
don't
of it.
Don't bother me.
I don't want to know any of it. Don't want to know any of it.
Folks, here's what happened. Way
I'm
back.
I'm getting mad. I'm telling both of you, I'm getting mad.
Way back in February. Matter of fact, it was even before my birthday. It was early February.
Yeah, it was. You were lied to.
We were talking about your wedding, mm-hmm, and the fact that I've got to get there. I hate flying in the post 9/11 world.
Oh, right.
And so it was. The problem was solved for me when someone offered a private plane.
Yeah. You know, they don't grow on trees.
I know they don't. That's why it was awesome. And I don't know how many times I said, are you sure? And oh, yeah, we do this all the time. And not like we need an excuse to go to Las Vegas for a couple of days.
Yeah, and they asked me to go, too. And my bride-to-be to go. And I said, thank you, no.
And
because I knew.
And when I said, well, that's very gracious of you. I would love to go on your plane. And then they suggested, call up Stan, see if he can cancel his plane
nope
tickets, and he can come with us, too.
Nope. I knew better.
Now, Stan's wedding date is rapidly approaching. It is sometime in September in Las Vegas.
And a lot of people have stepped forward and said that they'd be glad to get you a ticket out there, but you don't want that.
Now, what is wrong with you?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm just trying to tell the audience what's going on and you're interrupting me.
I got this. Go ahead. Tell me what you're going to do, and then I've got the problem solved.
I'm not even talking about what I'm going to do. I'm talking about what happened and why we're in this state.
Look, there's the map. You guys can do that?
Yeah, we can do that, man.
So, I think of what was it on, it was earlier this week, I realize I haven't heard a thing about this flight, and I'm thinking, well, you know, private aviation, what time does it leave? Okay, I'll contact him and get all the particulars, and I get back a message.
Oh, we're not going.
It says, oh, boy. Probably should have mentioned this earlier, but...
like 6 months earlier.
It's a no-go. And so that's where we sit today.
I don't want to know it. I don't want to know.
Now, Stan had been on my ass. Have you booked your hotel? Well, now I booked a hotel. Because Stan kept bugging me about it.
Well,
hotel's
it would
booked.
Help to have a hotel.
So,
it's always It's always other people.
I got no idea what I'm going to do, and we were just brainstorming before the show.
You weren't brainstorming with me. You were brainstorming with an idiot.
Come on, man.
Now, it goes back to the same thing. I cannot stand to fly commercial.
Your friends.
Post 9/11. And Stan just did the story where the last smoking airport in the U.S. is closing down.
Not still cool. Open.
And I thought, you know what? I got my buddy Dave here who's my back, Jesus. And he wouldn't let anything happen to Stan's wedding.
No.
You're all ready.
He and I could get some sort of a Winnebago or something.
Damn right.
Christ.
You know, I'm not talking crazy. You know, maybe a Class B plus, Class C.
Right out.
And Dave is experienced going across the country.
7 times.
Go right ahead. Right ahead.
And then that way I could smoke.
Yeah, I can smoke too, man.
I mean, it's like the old Madden Cruiser. It can be done.
It can be done, man. We can make it.
Could be done.
Probably do it in...
You tell you what, the two of you decide that yourself. 30
hours.
I don't want to know
about it. We could probably do it in 30 hours straight,
I don't want
man.
30 hours straight.
Right on.
Yeah.
What would you need for that?
We'll have to talk about that off air.
Yeah. 30 hours
some,
back.
Some trucker supplies?
Yep, but we'll make it. On point, too. I've done
See?
It.
See? Problem solved, man.
Yeah, the problem is solved. I got an email last night.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I haven't heard about this.
Problem solved.
You don't trust Dave to get me there?
I'm sorry if you can't be there. I have a best man.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
what?
I do, so you don't have to. If you can't make it out there, if you get stuck in the desert somewhere, or you didn't get
ain't gonna happen, bro. Not cool, with Dave behind the wheel.
Get your Learjet out there.
Well, a Learjet would really solve a lot of problems.
Get one. I'll fly it.
Chicken Man emailed me last night.
Now, the last time you saw him, he cold shouldered you
in Tampa for the ELO show.
Just ignored you to your face.
Do you want to know how sick this is? Do you want to know how sick it is?
How sick is it?
Ahoy, gentlemen. Chicken Man here. This ties in with our recent hotel run, or our recent hotel run-in.
Or lack thereof.
Where I saw you, and or you saw me and I didn't see you. You see, Stan, about a year ago, my gal and I were talking and discovered neither of us have ever been to Las Vegas. And, well, we booked a trip for the beginning of September. I hope you do not think that I am stalking you. Out of all the hundreds of hotels my gal could have booked, I believe we've booked the same one.
Again. You know how many hotel rooms there are in Las Vegas?
Thousands and thousands. Try to leave you alone, but maybe it would be more fun if we went and hung out. I know a little money goes a long way with Davey. Have a great day, gentlemen. Sign the Chicken Man, who is going to happen to be at the same hotel the same week. What the hell is
that? Isn't that
something? Something's not right there.
That's wild, man.
What are the chances? Yeah. What are the odds
are
of that?
Crazy odds.
We'll make it, Mark.
I will. How do you... Do you remember for months I'm saying you're not in the equation?
I don't know. I think he should be.
I don't think he should
because,
be.
Because, I mean... You're getting married. I'm not really going to be able to hang out with you.
Yeah,
why not?
Because you're going to be married, bro.
Why not?
That's your honeymoon,
yeah,
isn't
man.
It?
You are not in the equation. And just remember, this whole thing that where it's crap now, I've got a load of crap on me now.
Yeah,
a
it's raining
week,
crap.
2 weeks before the wedding is because of your friends. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Your friends.
Not cool, man.
It isn't cool. It's horribly
not,
uncool.
You know what, Dave? It's a public place. He can't stop you from being
no,
there.
No.
That's true, bro.
That's true.
We're driving.
But I have reserved a certain time in a certain area in that place, and I can have your ass thrown out.
I can park an RV on a street.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Sorry, I gotta put my phone down. Texting my girlfriend. She's in tears.
Why is she in tears,
Stan,
buddy?
Well, it's her day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, frickin' frack over here. Your friends. I'm telling you, your friends.
Wait, did you just call me and Dave frickin'
frack?
Yeah,
look at you. You want to do a road trip in an RV across the country.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, what's the big deal, man? We'll be there.
Dave guarantees
get the
it.
Wheel
you know
out
what?
Of it. The wheel be there. Get the wheel out of it.
You telling me I can't trust Dave either?
To get him to Las Vegas? Come on, man.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's not me.
Oh.
What is going on, man?
We'll make it, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Stop with the wheel!
There has got to be a solution to this.
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm driving.
You got to... Shut up! You have multiple solutions.
Okay. Ideal solution.
Jesus.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Private jet.
Who's got $30,000 they're going to drop on you?
We
saw what the last ones did.
Isn't that, couldn't it be like a tax write-off?
I'm sure it is. Still, it's 30 grand.
Stan, we're not broadcasting in Poughkeepsie.
No, we're in Fort Myers.
Yeah. Well, our signal reaches Naples. You know, I bet you... If I went down to the Naples airport and just stuck my thumb out.
With a backpack slung
yes!
over your shoulder, somebody would give you a ride.
Yep.
Maybe we can get Lazaro. Maybe the military will fly out.
Well, that would be
idea.
Great, man.
Yeah.
Not you. Don't you understand? Not you, you idiot.
Nah, Dave says he's worried about me traveling alone.
Yeah, I am, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really worried about him
yeah,
being alone.
Yeah, of course you are. You're looking for anything where you can get a free ride somewhere.
He feels like he needs to be there.
Yeah, I got
to
make
well,
sure everything's good.
And do you remember a month ago I wanted to confirm it? But no, you said no. Well, why would anybody have a crazy idea of Dave being out there? And so that put my girlfriend at ease.
Well, I'm not going to the wedding.
No, you're not going.
But I can be there.
No, you can't. I'll have you removed.
In the same town, bro.
Same town, that's fine.
It's legal.
I want you to go hang out downtown.
Dude, don't worry, Mark. I'll get you there.
You want him to have the Fremont experience?
Yeah, let him have the Fremont experience. You stay there. I'll give you a couple of places you can go.
Been there.
Grab bag brought to you by
yeah,
the...
Yeah, he's been cross-country like seven times,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. I know how to get you there, man.
Sure
fast.
Do.
Yeah, as you were telling me, how does it go? You go
we'll
up...
We'll take the 10. We'll probably hit... I don't know
Amarillo.
Yeah, we'll hit the 40 and cruise 40 all the way over.
Jesus.
And then that takes you straight to Vegas?
We'll get in there. Yeah,
what about the mountains?
There's another interchange. We'll just cruise through them, dude. No problem. We're in an RV, bro. What's going to go wrong?
Yeah, an RV. It slows down a little bit right around the Hoover Dam.
We're not going nowhere near there.
Okay. Sure.
Can we, though?
Yeah, bro.
Drive the RV over the Hoover Dam?
Neither one of you. I don't care. Talk that amongst yourselves. Your friends.
You know what? I understand why you're upset. But then again, I will point out.
What?
There are very few people in my life whose wedding I would agree to attend.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'd say probably the only two people
in
my life that I would agree to.
You're attending.
Yeah. And for some reason, both of you have decided, oh, wouldn't it be nice to get married anywhere but Fort Myers?
Right!
So, when you're looking at me like I'm crazy, the crazy started with you.
No, it didn't. You know, when I made the big announcement and I said I'd like you to be my best man, there were a few other people and you got very protective. What? I'm not getting to... Yes, you get... Yes, you're
Stan,
my first choice.
That's...
Now, I'm telling you right now, if, and I'm saying this out of complete sincerity, if this is too big of a thing for you, if it's too big of a deal, I understand. And you don't have to be there. You don't have to be. I'm putting zero obligation on you. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And I would go and maybe think about that, because you can probably get a cancellation on your room a hell of a lot easier than you can get a cancellation on a flight or a pre-rented motorhome RV that's going to have to be inspected, and they're going to do about the smoke checking.
What are you talking about?
And getting him
He's
out
still going
to
be on vacation.
The bottom line, and he can stay where he wants to stay, in Fort Myers.
In an RV.
Good. Drive around town in an RV.
We could do that.
I know we could, bro.
But
no problem.
I appreciate that, Stan.
Now, other than that, if you say, well, I you know, it might be for me because it's difficult for me to travel because I don't have a place to smoke, then I will understand. If this continues to go on right up until the time, I can't have that lingering on in my head. Either you're going to show up there or you're not going to show up there. If you tell me ahead of time, I can make arrangements knowing I don't have to include that. There are no hard feelings. You just tell me I'm going to be there or not be there, and then I don't care how you figure it out to get out there. You just do or you don't.
I appreciate that. And I'm being sincere with you now.
She's going to get into it. Please stop crying.
Oh, okay.
And I'm being completely sincere with you.
Yeah.
And I know that it's not something that you would want to say out loud, but I'm asking you to. What would be the long-term ramifications if I don't make it? Sincerely.
Sincerely?
Yes. What will be the long-term ramifications of that? Because I've got to see you every day.
Yes, you do. And I will.
And your then wife will always despise me. It could make things.
And we can continue to work together, and there'd be very little problem about it. But
the long-term ramifications.
The long-term is very damaging.
So, sincerely, I thank you for giving me the option to opt out.
It's completely up to you.
No hard feelings.
None. Woo! I want you to stop wooing out of this.
Oh, I'm just chilling.
Let me tell you something.
I'm looking forward to a road trip.
Fine. He might not be doing a road trip. He might be doing something else. What are you going to do? It's like you got nowhere to be.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't?
Yeah, I do. I got to get handy to Las Vegas.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Oh, just got another text. Captain Lazaro, we can arrange a limo to take Haney to MacDill and fly him to Vegas. Dave's clearance is questionable, so he is not authorized to fly.
See, I knew. I knew it would be. Thank you, Captain Lazaro.
Right.
So I can
on.
Be limoed to MacDill. They probably got plenty of Gulf Streams there.
Oh, yeah.
Can't smoke on their jets, though. They're planes.
Oh, if it's actual labeled military?
Yeah.
If it belongs to the company, you can do whatever you want.
Right. Damn right.
Why do you keep including yourself? You're really starting to get on my nerves.
Because Dave had a heart-to-heart with me and said he doesn't like the idea of me traveling alone and insists
that you pay his way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
God.
He needs to be taken care of. We'll have a good time, dude.
Well, what we'll have is an expensive time.
Well,
I hope it's good because I'll be paying for it regardless.
I'll try to put in some extra hours.
You'll be paying double. It's almost like you're married.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's this month's local news bloopers. Why isn't that working?
Because the CD player is that good.
It's playing. Oh, here's that's why.
Is it in program, Sam?
Yep. Hold on.
No, it's because he's so effing rattled.
Yeah, he's shook up.
I'm not in good shape right
he
now.
He is so shook right up, now. Man.
And you know, just remember, it's your friends. You started this.
Somebody's got a Learjet.
Nobody.
Good morning to you. It is 5 o'clock right now on your Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kate Merrill. Chris McKinnon.
I am Kate Merrill. Oh, my gosh. What do we have here?
We have here, he is called a laughing chupacabra.
Okay.
As you can hear.
Well, Colleen, I'm hanging from what is the Freedom Tower. You can let me go whenever you want. All right. Oh, God.
Environmental campaigner Anna Hughes. Good morning to you.
I am not Anna Hughes. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. No, I'm not Anna Hughes. Sorry about that.
Tinham músicas altas, os de cima dos carros de som, os manifestantes.
Are you
guys? No, I'm not ready.
All right. Look at her face right there. That's fear. That's real fear. Yeah, that. Right there. There's no faking that.
Dave,
yeah,
what is this sound? What is this sound?
A drunk guy.
No.
A badger.
Oh, by the way, Rob, we might want that for the sound library.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clean cut of that. Feel free to chop it up into just a series of little sounds.
Yeah, I may be able to translate that. I think he was saying Rick something. Rich. He's calling Rich. Rich ass.
Yeah, what is that?
Mentally stable guy?
No, it's a seal.
What?
It's a seal.
Animals make crazy sounds,
man.
Dude.
They're the best. Get a load of this. A kayaker in Alaska. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
He's kayaking through the glaciers. Got a GoPro on him. When he's almost crushed by a glacier falling on him.
We keep hearing calving happening, big splashes, and sounds like a gunshot going off.
Yeah, really.
We're going to try to get over to where we think it's happening.
Yeah, let's get over there.
Yes. Do not go under that bridge. Man, when that whole thing goes, oh, here we go. Oh. Holy! Oh my God!
Wonder how many people have a good chuckle right before they die. Oh my God!
Oh, that's how my grandfather died.
Yeah, but he was on dry land
yeah.
by the old Cracker Barrel.
He was at Holdridge's garage.
Yeah. Standing around the old Cracker Barrel. Cracking wise. Still want to know what that joke was.
Nope, nobody knows. Happy birthday, Steve Carell.
Happy birthday to you.
I declare bankruptcy!
Como se llama? No, Kelly Clarkson!
Sometimes I'll start a sentence, and I don't even know where it's going.
That's what she said.
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp.
Woodstock 50 years ago was going on. What?
Steve Carell, when you had The Daily Show with both of them on there, and you had Jon Stewart moderating, and they did a segment called Even Steven, where the two of them would go at it. Brilliant.
Yep. Hey, brilliant.
Nowhere to go but down from there.
50 years ago, Woodstock was in its second day. Here's a little fun fact for you. Santana, the band Santana and Carlos Santana, they were completely unknown on the East Coast. Hadn't even released an album yet, but they were featured as a favor to legendary concert promoter Bill Graham. In lieu of payment for his help, introducing Soul Sacrifice was keyboardist Greg Rawley. You know who else was in that band? Neil Sean.
Oh, yeah.
And they would go on to great thing. They were virtual unknowns on the East Coast.
We got one more tune.
A trust me thing, huh?
It's called Soul Sacrifice.
Don't realize that Woodstock, the first day they did charge. They charged $8.
That was the intention.
And they put up a fence, but they got the fence knocked down. And they realized to save lives, they had to make it a free show.
It's a free concert from now on. That doesn't mean that anything goes. What that means is we're going to put the music up here for free. What it means is that the people who are backing this thing, who put up the money for it, are going to take a bit of a bath. A big bath. That's no hype, that's truth. They're going to get hurt. But what it means is that these people have it in their heads that your welfare is a lot more important. And the music is than a dollar.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and also you knock the fence down.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Dave Chappelle's got a new special coming up on Netflix, stand-up comedy.
Are you kidding? I thought he was banned.
I'm not, and Morgan Freeman does the promo for it.
This is Dave. He tells jokes for a living. Hopefully, he makes people laugh. But these days, it's a high-stakes game. Anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you say anything, you risk everything. But if that's the way it's got to be, okay, fine. He's back, folks.
There you go. Also, ESPN's...
God, can you imagine new George Carlin material?
Oh, don't even. 30 for 30, ESPN. Their latest one, Rodman. For better or worse, here's the trailer for the 30 for 30.
Who is the real Dennis Rodman?
The force of nature that he was undeniable.
He was Jimi Hendrix and Wilt Chamberlain.
He was
Rodman
the worm.
Turned the NBA upside down on his head.
You never think back and say to yourself, now Dennis Rodman, which one was he?
Dennis was a very clingy child. He was very shy.
Skinny. He was awkward.
I think he missed a father figure.
Constantly battling his inner demons.
Dennis Rodman did dirty work better than anybody in NBA history.
Rodman has had a difficult and emotional time this season.
Did I believe he was going to shoot himself at the Palace in Auburn Hills? Yes.
30 for 30.
That was a great Pistons team.
It sure was.
Back when we cared about basketball.
Yeah, you and I both cared about basketball then. It ended for us in 2000.
Is that the actual date?
That was when the Pacers made it to the NBA Finals with Larry Bird as head coach.
Yeah, they were the last of the old school teams.
And we, because since I was a child, I loved the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Followed it so closely. Very young, I was a Knicks fan. When I got to be old enough, I was a Celtics fan because they would play their games in Hartford, a portion of them. And all the way through, us going to the Magic games in the late 80s and early 90s.
I remember watching the Bulls when the Pacers still beat them routinely.
I mean, it was great. And then it just... Here's what we're...
Not the Pacers, the Pistons.
Here's where it stopped for us. And I'll be honest with you. And Haney and I used to get disgusted with it. It's changed. It's coming back the other way. But it was the Pistons that had that defense.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else started implementing it where the games would be like 87 to 77 for a final. Where's the run and gun, the fast mm-hmm. breaks, where a final score of a game would be 123 to 117, where it was just wide open? And then the game changed, and Haney and I completely became disgusted with
it. Yeah, defensive basketball is pretty boring.
Yep. Got to take a break. Now, I know you're just sitting on your duff today because you can't eat. You can't do competitive eating, and you can't do anything physical anymore because you've lost it. But you know,
oh,
but you know what?
Is that accurate, Dave?
No, not completely.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know,
you couldn't get through two Twinkies last week.
Those things were just full of sugar.
We tried this once before with Dave, with Haney coaching, and Haney and Rob does this as side work. Your dream has been to be a stand-up comedian.
Yep, give it a shot, man.
When we come back, you can have it. Talk to Haney. Get yourself all situated. I know you have at least 5 minutes of a routine. And we will do Dave's stand-up comedy. I will go over it. They've actually, for amateurs like you, they actually printed up today, and that's why I thought of you, a chance to do your stand-up, and I'll let you go over this.
Good.
The four elements to telling a great joke. There are four elements, according to stand-up comedians, for telling a great joke. Now, I want you to get with your main man over here. And I want him to build you up. I want him, as nobody can do better than Haney, build you up.
You know, I love him like a brother. He's the only one that was concerned about me traveling alone and offered, if I were to pay for it, to go right there with me.
I'll make sure he's taken care of.
I'll send you UPS.
Huh?
Not you. You stay out of it. I want him to give you, when we come back, stand-up comedy with Dave the Waterman. You can't do physical things anymore.
7 minutes?
You can't eat. Yeah, you'll do 7 minutes.
No, wait, no, I'm saying it's
we'll
7 minutes.
We'll be back.
You can do it on your head.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Got some things we got to take care of first, and then... We're pulling out all the stops. As I heard outside, Dave the Waterman, whose lifetime dream is to be a stand-up,
Well, it's, I don't know if it's so much to be a stand-up, it's just he needs to be a superstar of some sort.
And as I heard, and I will vouch for, he had the Don Shula of funny, getting him pumped up, mm-hmm. Rob, on the other side, a stand-up comedian and host. He's got all the sound effects we need with the, your rim shots and all of that
little
stuff.
Laugh track.
It, well, I don't, we'll see what he has, okay? But this is your big opportunity. It, I hope you have material. I hope you can go with it.
You got to make it tight, bro.
Yeah.
Got to make it. Well, before we do this, I'm going to go over, there's four of them, the rules, the four elements to a great joke. With what Haney explained to you, what Rob knows about the business, we'll see how you do. All right? You playing a little king there?
Yeah, but I got the wrong one. I got to fix it.
All right. We got to talk about Naples Nissan right now so that we can move on.
Don't worry. I got more Elvis.
I know you do. Time is running out, Southwest Florida.
Well, we all know that, Stan. Yes. We're all mortal beings.
No, I'm talking about Naples Nissan. $5,000 over the Kelley Blue Book value of your car. Aaron Walker was just telling us hundreds of people have come in, even with automobiles that don't run.
Non-functional automobiles he's giving a perfectly good money for.
Take a look at the Kelley Blue Book value on the deal. He'll add $5,000 to it. Your car's worth $5,000, even if it's not running. He'll add $5,000 more to it on top of it.
Stan, that doesn't make much sense. Has anyone done a wellness check on him?
Yes. Yes. I believe his son, Chad, has done a wellness check on him. Here's the deal.
So this is legit.
Yes. What he wants you to do is go to NaplesNissan.com.
I've never heard of this.
Take a look at...
They don't even use Kelley Blue Book. They go, that's not what we use.
We use the Black Book.
Yeah.
But no, the Blue Book is the one that you get, too.
So you're talking a couple of grand on top of the actual value.
Whatever the Blue Book value is, tack on $5,000. Go to NaplesNissan.com. You can look at over 600 automobiles that they have at your disposal, then go down to the dealership and take a look. But $5,000 on top of Kelley.
But that's not a number that can be manipulated, because you walk in with that number and you say, this is what it is, and I want five more.
A lifetime warranty.
And they say, yes, absolutely.
Lifetime warranty on your new Nissan.
Well, I can see that with a new car these days.
And, by the way, you show Aaron Walker a 580 credit score or higher, you could be driving home a new Nissan. Simple as that. Down there in Pine Ridge in Naples. 580.
What? That's
580 credit score.
Dave, could you pull that off?
Nope, he can't.
No?
I can't even answer that,
no,
man.
I can't pull that off. So there you go, Naples Nissan.
I haven't done a credit check in a long time, bro.
But you're pretty comfortable saying it wouldn't be 580.
No, man.
Last time we checked on him,
wasn't it like 3?
I didn't know they could go into a negative credit score.
When we issued hit where you went and convinced him to get that secured credit card, and we did a check on it.
He doesn't understand.
He had a credit score in the low fours.
Yeah, it was 470 something, right, Sam?
You are already signed into Credit Karma. You can go and find out what it is.
Yeah. You're 45, man.
Yep.
I know, bro. I've had a rough life.
Why won't you ever listen to me?
I do.
I hope you listened to him outside to get to do your stand-up.
Did you?
Yeah.
You going to be all right?
I think so.
You're going to make me proud?
I'm going to try.
Because today is National Telejoke Day. And Rob, I want you in on this to tell me if this is true. It sounds true to me. I mean, we've been doing our own kind of funny. But they say as far as telling a joke, the four elements, the premise, timing, dramatization, and tight construction. First of all, the premise, that's what the joke is about. And if you don't properly set up the premise, the audience might not get it, and your joke will fall flat. Timing. Timing is everything. A great comedian knows when people are going to react to a bit, what to play up or repeat, and then when to pause. And timing is crucial for setting up punchlines and making your joke come off as a natural rather than a rehearsed joke.
Well, I don't think he's got to worry about sounding too rehearsed.
Dramatization. Dramatization. This might include varying your voice to emphasize certain words or using hand or body gestures to go with certain parts of the joke. And then, this is so important, tight construction of the joke. That's getting rid of the let me tell yous and all that. Every word of a great joke matters, either to the story or to the rhythm of the bit. It should be tight and condensed with no extra words or information. Otherwise, your audience gets bored with the joke. Is that about right, Rob?
Yeah, I'd say the only thing they left out, the fifth one, should be relatability. People like to be able to listen to things that they can relate to.
That's true.
Find that funnier when it's something that, you know, their wife does or their girlfriend does, right, as well as you.
Something that we can all relate to, whether we have children or pets or both or neither.
Neither. Yep. You got your relatable material?
Yeah, I got a few things.
You do?
I think so. I think.
I'm going to give you a chance to think about it. We're going to take a break.
What?
And then we're going to come back and do your routine.
Why are you doing that to me, bro?
Let you think about it a little bit.
I was already ready to go.
We're Stan and Haney.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Yeah.
Big day.
Yeah. It's a special day for us. It's a special day for Dave Waterman, too.
Remember when he said in Spanish to us, you could make something of yourself.
Yeah.
Biggest lie I was ever told.
That was back in, like, the early 90s.
Yes, it was. About 25 years ago.
Stan and Haney here on a Friday, and we came to the conclusion Dave's physical comedy days are over. The competitive eating.
I don't know where this rumor has
He has given up the body for so long.
Yeah.
How long can one human being take that?
So,
a lot of recovery
time.
It's time
to do what he wishes he can do big time. And who knows? It might happen.
You know.
Matter of fact, we got an Absolute Law text line. Good luck, Broheim.
Just came right over.
So you've been coached by the Don Shula of comedy, Mark Haney. We have with us, he does it professionally, stand-up comedian Rob Show. And we are going to give you an opportunity. Just picture this being a club. What club is it at, Haney? And what is that club?
That's a gay and lesbian comedy club.
Now,
that's from years ago. Now they got so many other things. It's not enough to just be gay anymore.
No.
You gotta up your game now.
One
of the other letters.
So just picture where you're at. Maybe the ha-ha hole.
Yeah.
I'm at the ha-ha hole.
Something along those lines. Rob, now you've hosted, so you know how to, like, bring on an act, right?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Here we go. Go ahead, Rob.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ha Ha Hole, your premier comedy club for Fort Myers and the surrounding area. Tonight we have an exciting show in store for you. If you could, please do us a favor. Make sure you silence your cell phones. Keep your table talk to a minimum. No heckling of the comedians. And most importantly,
boo,
let's have a good
boo
time. And now it's time for your main act. You've heard him weekdays on the Stan and Haney program on 96K Rock. He's got his own podcast, the D-Train and Waterman podcast.
Yeah, big hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome to the stage your headliner, Dave the Waterman.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a crowd. What a crowd. Look at you guys out here. Beautiful, beautiful. You know.
Does that end or does it keep playing?
It keeps playing. Want to shut it off?
Yeah, shut it off for now.
Really?
Just
I kind of like it.
Yeah, you got to have the sound effects going and ready to go.
Okay. Oh, great crowd out here tonight. Glad to see everybody having some drinks, enjoying themselves.
Starts out pretty boring.
All right. You know.
Y'all doing tonight? Oops, sorry, I promised I wouldn't talk. Go ahead.
You're on, Dave.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Yeah. Woo.
Hey, everybody doing good? Partying
it
up?
You're wasting time.
Very good, very good, very good. You know,
wasting time.
I was offered a night show once.
Is this how you coached him?
I was offered a DJ job on a Saturday. I was taking a job, and I got to say that I think I kind of screwed that one up pretty good because I didn't realize that taking LSD was such a bad deal. Because when I did, I was at the...
Do you want to stand up doing this, maybe, instead of sitting? Do comedians traditionally sit down?
Heavier ones do. The fat ones. Like Ralphie May, that guy always sat down.
Do you want me to do it for you, Dave? Or
no.
Try it again.
All right. I'm trying to remember what we... You know, it gets...
Bring a little more of that feud music on as he's coming.
I like that music, man. That just gets me pumped. All right, everybody. Woo!
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
How y'all doing? Good.
You can't do this on the stage, you know.
No, I know, man.
You just got to keep going.
You know what? I got to tell you.
I got to tell you.
No, seriously, folks.
You want me to do it for you?
Look, I was in a 14-year relationship one time, and you want to know something? Relationships suck, I got to say, because my relationship.
Let me tell you. Throw that in there.
No. Stop it. Shut up. Now you're throwing me off.
No, I'm not.
Jackball. Don't listen to this heckler, folks. He's just a whatever. Anyways, point
being.
That's
how you handle a heckler.
Yeah.
Just whatever. I'm not even saying that. I'm not even looking at you. Take it from the top. Rob, hit the music again.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Woo!
Yeah, great crowd. My name's Dave the Waterman. I am from the Stan and Haney Show, and I am here to provide you with some laughs. Yeah, laughs. Let's see if I can get you going.
Probably not.
That's a good one. Thank you, crowd.
Yeah, that's another heckler out there.
Yeah, that's good. You're making me laugh.
A texter says maybe you should look at the wall while you're doing this so that you're not distracted.
I'm not.
Maybe do that when you're in front of a crowd.
Do you want me to do it for you?
Not yet, man. Just give me one more. Hit it from the top, Rob.
Just do what I told you.
I'm trying, man. All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Woo! Thank you, Rob.
Woo!
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Rob Gargiulo, everybody. All right.
Yeah, we're all drunk and ready to laugh.
Yep. Make us laugh, clown.
I got to tell you.
I took
a DNA test one time. I took a DNA test and I've got to be the worst mix of global sperm anybody's ever seen.
You just let me know when you want me to do it for you.
All right, I will. All right, dude. You know what? I took a bunch of acid one time and I went to a water park.
Don't use your radio stuff.
And you know what? The whole time I kept thinking I was sliding down a bunch of vaginas.
Is this what you told him to do?
In theory, kind of.
How's he executing it?
The execution is...
Yep.
Am I allowed to say piss poor?
Yes.
All right, go for it, man.
All right, can I have...
Okay, you want a little music?
I am now Dave the Waterman. Give me the intro.
Oh, you want the whole...
An attenuated one.
Okay, I'm
Dave the Waterman.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Your headliner for this evening, Dave the Waterman.
Woo!
All right.
That's right. I'm Dave the Waterman from Stan and Haney Show. I'm the star of the Stan and Haney Show, as you all well know. I am a professional vomiteer. Maybe you've seen my work. But you know what? Radio isn't all fun and games and vomit.
See how that's working?
I see it.
I tried to get my own show, and they let me do it for one night, but you know what? I screwed the pooch. I do it from time to time. I went on the air coming out of like a Pink Floyd song and talked about this time I went to a water park and had convinced myself that as I'm flying down the water ride that, you know, I was a giant. We're on the radio. I can't say it.
He did.
And I was convinced that I was just, you know, plowing through just like a field of female genitalia. And for some reason, people didn't like it. It didn't work. And I didn't understand why until I talked to the program director. And they said, Dave, you got to be relatable. Most people don't do LSD.
Get that? Hit the rim shot there.
And I got this guy. Some of you know him. This guy, Stan, he's always in my head. He's messing me up, man, telling me I'm no good. And finally, I start believing him. And I decided, you know what, Dave, you got to do something about this, bro. You got to do something about this right now. So I figured, you know, whatever it is, it can't be me personally. There's got to be some reason for this. So I start researching my background, and here's what I found. Somehow, I'm related to Nazis in Venezuela. I'm related to a dog. I'm related to a ventriloquist dummy. And I also got some sort of Australian pygmy South Pacific DNA in me as well. So, it might shock you to know that not only has radio not gone that well, but I haven't done that well with the ladies either.
Yeah. See how that's going? All right. Go ahead, Dave.
That's what I was trying to tell you. Do you see it now?
That's all my material's gone.
Rob, quick intro.
All my material's
quick
gone.
Quick intro. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, from 96 K-Rocks, the Stan and Haney program, put your hands together and welcome your headliner for this evening, Dave the Waterman.
Hey!
All right. Yeah. Dude, you know what? I am the star of the Stan and Haney Show. You know that's right. Fridays are the biggest days, ratings-wise, on that show because of me. You know that's right.
We don't talk about that stuff on the radio.
Yeah, you don't say that word.
That's a taboo word.
You say most popular.
Wow. Popular.
Sorry,
likeable.
Man. Now you got me all screwed up.
But you
got
to keep that energy up there, Dave.
It was all good right, energy. Okay. Good. Rob, do it again.
Darn it. Sorry.
Please welcome Dave the Water.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome to the stage your headliner for this evening, Dave the Waterman.
Woo! Woo! All right, everybody. Great crowd. Yeah! You know what? Woo! I am that star. I'm the biggest star in this room. You know why?
Why?
Because I've nailed more chicks than you guys ever will.
Oh, no.
Can I help you, Dave?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an opening line. Keep the energy where it is.
All right.
I know a lot of you are wondering. Yes, it's true. I did lock myself in the woods.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I know a lot of you are wondering. Yes, it's true. I locked myself in the woods. It was a rough time up there.
How rough was it?
So rough that I had to crap in a box for 6 months.
There's the pepper.
True story. Then one time I was out walking through some trails, got stalked by a cougar, damn near had my balls ripped off. Claws are strong. Chicks got them too. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Well, let me tell you, my life's been tough.
Yeah. My life has been tough. In fact, I dated this chick for 14 years, and not only that, I woke up and went to work one morning, didn't realize it. My boy said, congratulations. I said, why is that? They said, you're getting married. I said, oh, no.
They're fading.
I'm fading. I'm not losing it.
Your favorite.
Well, then she pulled a 9mm on me. That wasn't too good. That wasn't too good.
People are asking for a refund.
Go back to your balls in the cougar and follow it up with,
yeah.
But we did have internet.
Yep. Yep.
This can't be going on stage. You got
I
one
got,
shot
I got
at
to
it,
plan
bro.
Some stuff, bro. Yeah, I had a solar panel. I had 2 car batteries used to charge up. Only thing I had to watch on that was the internet, and the only thing I watched all day in the mountains was Pornhub.
What kind of porn?
Pole vault porn! yeah.
Now, a lot of you might be wondering, what is pole vault porn?
There you go, porn? See? That's relatable, and you get it. Yep.
Pole vault porn is Russian chicks running down the road with a pole in their hands, and they shove it in the crack of a street corner and jump over into somebody's bedroom.
What?
Yeah, they what? Do that in Russia. They do that over there.
What?
Yep. So when I was in the woods, I had to wash my clothes one time. That was
one
pretty
rough. Time?
Yep. Yeah, only one time. You know why?
Why?
Because I had to keep going down to the damn corner store and buying more stuff because damn rabbits kept eating holes in them.
Yep. But there are advantages to living in the woods.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, advantages of living
but
in the woods.
You know what? There's advantages to living in the woods.
I lived with 7 dogs. Yep, 7 dogs and another human being. That was pretty interesting. That was pretty interesting. Every time I'd make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, damn dogs eat the sucker. Couldn't keep a pizza in the place. Couldn't do nothing.
Boo.
I'm not going nowhere with it.
Boo.
I'm losing it.
You know, a lot of people say, what are you doing with 7 dogs? I said, well, you heard of that band, 3 Dog Nights? Sometimes 3 just ain't enough.
Yeah, we are.
Damn 3 Dog Night. That's a good one, man.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of working blue?
Oh, that's all he's thought about.
Yeah, dude, just go for it, bro. Uh-huh. You know?
And believe it or not, it's worse when he works blue.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
When you get filthy, it's not good.
No, man, no.
You're better off staying PG.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I want to go. I want to tend to go towards.
You want to be mass appeal.
I know, but I want to go to the darker sides of things, and I don't.
Well, is that mass appeal?
No, because people haven't been through the stuff that I've been through.
Are there comedians, Rob, that go to the dark side and get a lot of applause?
I mean, like Louis C.K. did, but look how long it took Louis C.K. to become Louis C.K.
Yeah, and look how long it took for that to mean nothing.
It's true.
Yeah, it's over.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done, Stan. Oh. All right, thank you, everybody. See you next week.
Stan, I think what we...
Don't worry about it, the crowd.
I think what we have here is proof of concept. It can be done. It's like teaching a monkey to ride a bike. It can be done.
It can be done. Yep. That was supposed to be a joke there, too? Was that a joke?
That was a monkey riding a bike.
Again, it's a PG show.
You know what? It'd be great if you rode out on like a child's bicycle. Really tiny one.
Yeah, right? Like a little tricycle.
Yeah, you could do that.
Not making that sound, but you come out in a child's bicycle. I think you also carry
wobbly
around.
Wheels.
Part of your routine is walking around with a backpack, too. And then you have the stool, and you open up the backpack, and you got your waters in there and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of they recognize you. You're the backpack comedian because you're a drifter.
Yep. You got that sandwich out there. Yeah, my mommy made this for me.
Yep.
I'm this many.
Yep.
Yep.
How many is that, Dave?
45.
Let me ask, can he be booked into a room?
I mean, there's clubs that will book him just because of the name appeal, yeah.
What would they book it as? Tonight, 2 shows, live body.
Special guest. That's what they always say, special guest.
Yeah.
Are there really bad ones out there?
I was like, when I first started, I was awful, and I only got on the stage because I worked on the radio. But then you take that and you keep working it for years, and eventually you get pretty decent.
He told me one time that he had, when he first started out, what was there, like 2 people in the place?
Oh, there was one time. I mean, I used to go to a comedy club called Coconuts up in St. Pete Beach, and they'd take any, as long as there was a body in there, they would do a show. So 2 foreigners came in who didn't speak any English, and they were the only audience, and there were 9 comics that went up and did time in front of them.
Why?
That's insane.
Why?
Because they ended up paying $40 to get in, and the owner doesn't pay. So he doesn't pay comedians. So he made $40.
What? What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why do comedians go there?
Because they want to work out. Yeah, new type. Yeah, they want to work out new material. But I mean, the pay in comedy is awful. It's never increased since the '80s.
Oh, so it's like music.
Yeah.
And radio. Well, yeah. It's gone down in radio.
It's come down. No, they still pay bands the same amount, and so it hasn't changed for you.
What's that's true. You're making about the wage of somebody doing nights in the 80s, but then again, you're not just doing nights. They make you do everything.
Yeah.
Jeez. How do you feel about your performance?
Maybe a D.
Yeah, but you know what, man? There would be a club that will put him on, pay him $25. He does six shows over. That's what you get. But you do six shows over the course of a weekend, you end up with a little bit of change in your pocket. Mm-hmm.
And how long do they give him on stage?
When you host, I mean, if he was doing a guest spot, they would give him 5 minutes. If he was hosting, he'd have to be up there for 10 to 15.
Aside from television and movies, let's use Louis C.K. for an example, because there was a time not that long ago that any club would fall all over themselves to have him. Just doing comedy without any of the other stuff, how much money would he be pulling in?
I mean, I would say a couple hundred grand a year still. I mean, back then he could. Now, I don't know, he sold out a club in Tampa in like an hour and a half. They sold out the entire week, and he did five shows, and they sold out all five shows in an hour and a half. People still want to go see him.
Yeah, I'd go see him.
I'd go see him, too.
But I'm saying, what's the best case scenario for somebody that's really good at comedy, but they don't get any of the other breaks?
But if they don't get any of the other breaks, they're probably not nationally known. They're just known as a good stand-up comic.
Yeah, you're a road dog. You travel town to town. I mean, those are weekends. You could make, I mean, you make $150 a show as a headliner. You do five shows over the course of a weekend. So you can make $800-$900, but you also have to take care of your own travel. You also have to take care of your own hotel, in most cases, your own food. Yeah.
Wow.
So you're traveling all over. I mean, it's not a good life. It sucks.
That's horrible.
But then you get to a point where you're like Bert Kreischer, the guy, the machine that's coming.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's probably making 50 to 60 grand for a theater. Like, some guys can make 50 to 60 grand for a theater for one show. I don't know if Bert's
See, that's what
that.
I'd do.
Yeah. Wow. 50 to 60 grand for one show.
I would opt for that rather than the 150.
That's why, like, Joe Rogan goes out and he does one night in a town and then comes home and he's making bank from doing that.
Why?
Why only do one show?
No, why is Joe Rogan doing stand-up?
He's always popular. Done stand-up, but that was before the podcast, but now the podcast feeds it, so now he can go to a place like Portland, and he'll sell out an arena.
I thought that he was just about smoking dope and pondering things.
Oh, he is, but that's his audience. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that go. That's why he sells out an arena in Portland. It's all dope heads that want to go watch
him
it.
Him and Dave Chappelle just did a big tour in Washington State.
I wouldn't pay you $25 for that.
Is that true, Dave?
What?
What you just said, is that true, or did you just pull that out of thin air?
No, Joe Rogan,
he's right.
Yeah, I'm right. Yeah.
See, he knows things.
Yeah!
Joe Rogan, Dave Chappelle, man, they're going to do more shows coming up soon.
Good. That's good. Thank
Shut
you.
Up.
Thank you, Dave. We'll
Damn
sure
right.
to book you the next time you
Don't
come
worry,
around.
Don't worry, buddy. I'll be here next Friday.
I'm here all week.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Ron.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Before, Dave the Waterman was just telling me, Rob, you got a gig tonight? Do you want to plug it? Where are you going to be?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Laughing Comedy Cafe, since I'm off because the Dolphins game is on.
Yeah,
I'll be
right
over there for the 7:30 and 9:30 show. If you want to get in for free, just say Rob's show at the door.
All right, so you're going to be at Laughing.
Are you the host or the headliner?
No, I'm doing hosting tonight. So I'll be doing what Dave was doing, except funny. Dave said he was going to come.
Yeah, I'm going to come out.
By the way, the reviews of Dave's stand-up are in.
Do you understand what it means when Dave says he's going to come out?
That he won't. He's told me that a bunch of times. The one he did, I put on a comedy show, and he did show up, but that's the one he snuck into for free with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I don't know how your finances are or what arrangements you have, but he doesn't pay for anything.
Do you understand that? Food,
you know,
drink.
That going in?
Okay, good to know.
Okay.
Yeah, it is good
so
to
So it's
know.
A one-way street. You say, hey, I'm going to buy this round, and then Dave, you get the next, and he never gets the next.
No,
what Dave does is he comes out and shows you support, and in turn, he doesn't pay for anything.
Okay. That's the way it works.
I mean, if there's parking involved, you're going to have to cover that, too.
Yep. And if the well runs dry with you giving him free stuff,
he's out of there.
He'll try to work the crowd, see if there's somebody that knows him.
He did that when he came to the last comedy show. He ended up going.
And then when that dries up, then he leaves.
He went to the boathouse with a bunch of listeners, and they bought him drinks for the evening.
You find this very funny,
don't
you?
That's just terrible,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
That's just not right.
It isn't right. Jeez.
But you got to do what you got to do, right?
You know, yeah, you got to
live. You'll do it, and you'll keep doing
you
it.
You got to eat.
Ah, the reviews are in. Let's see. We got a bunch of comments about Dave's stand-up. Here we go, and I'll read them as they came in.
Here we go.
Funnier than Waterman's stand-up, more like a sit-down. Mm-hmm. Oh, Shark Girl. Here's what she said.
Read
it. Please, Dave, regale us with some more stories of how you pooped in a bucket. At least you haven't made a colostomy bag.
It was a box. Well, Mountain Dew boxes.
Absolute Law text line. Well, the last half hour wasn't a prize, but it was a blowout. Hard for Dave to be relatable. Don't know too many adults who get beat up by eight-year-olds.
Oh, I did see a story where somebody got beat up by a skateboard gang where they turned the boards on him.
Yeah, Dave. Carry out just the training wheels, Dave, and say, yup, just got these taken off today. Next week, I'm getting my driver's license. Dave is like a verbal lobotomy. Sucked. Boo, Dave.
Right on.
Love you know it. What would work better for you, Dave? You need to go out on stage, hold your breath until you turn blue.
He can do it.
I can do that.
Dave, I don't understand. You were talking about being in the woods. There was a corner store in the woods?
Down the mountain.
Ah. Yeah, Dave, old cougar balls. Where's the gong show when you need it? Can I get a refund? It's official. Dave the Waterhead is bad at everything.
Woo!
Guys, open phones would have been better.
Man, they're pouring it off.
Oh, good Lord, guys. If I had a gong, I would be banging it like a $3 whore. Hiss, hiss. This has to be what it's like watching Helen Keller do stand-up.
Text line, tough guys.
I want a refund. Dave, next time you do it, turn and face the wall. There'll be no distractions then.
I think Dave would do all right with a five-drink minimum.
Yeah. Damn. Rob is the future of radio. Take notes, Waterman. There you go. There's some...
Very
there's,
good.
There's some reviews right there. Was there any positive ones?
No.
What do you think, Dave?
I thought that I had a couple of good lines, but then it
I think
started,
the box and the and the cougar were your started, big hits.
Yeah, started falling.
Yeah,
you made Stan laugh
a couple of times.
That's all right, man.
A couple of times.
Hey, next week we'll try it again.
All right. Now here's what you do every week. Let's see you make this happen. Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now. K-Rock traffic.
All right. It's Friday. Woo! All right, we got four on the board, three in Fort Myers, one Boquilla. All right, let's start in Boquilla. We have a crash, Sesame Drive and Stringfellow Road, so be on the lookout for that there. Fort Myers, we have a vehicle diving around at Daniels Parkway and Metro Parkway. And then in Fort Myers, we have a crash, Kenwood Lane and College Parkway.
and then crash Fort Myers, Brantley Road, and South Cleveland Avenue in front of the Val Ward Cadillac.
I feel like waterboarding myself after listening to Dave's stupidity on stage.
Love it.
Double Guys, check. I was away from my vehicle and missed it. Lucky for me, I suppose.
Yeah. You know, great fans, man.
Coming up.
Love the fans.
Unless, you know, it's very what? Difficult. People don't understand how difficult it is to be Dave.
Yeah.
Because Dave is a superstar, okay?
What are you talking about?
But he doesn't have any platform yet. He doesn't have a band. He doesn't do stand-up. He doesn't act, but he is a superstar.
In his head.
Very true, Haney.
And it's like he needs an entourage.
Seriously, we've tried to give you every venue possible to go and debut your music.
Well, you're not very supportive.
Stand up.
You have only played El Camino like twice.
That's it.
Oh, that is such a lie.
You're right, Haney. You're right. He doesn't support my music.
Comedy. Music, your own radio show, podcasts, Haney's personal assistant.
Now,
nothing's come of it.
Now, on the flip side of it, I called Stan out for not supporting your music. You have to admit there have been efforts made on your behalf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There have been. There have been.
And nothing's come of it. Coming up in less than 1 hour.
I
don't know why that is.
Newscast. I'll tell you why.
Why?
People don't want to jump on board with me, man.
People know that you are just a mess. Stay away from them. You are the kid that moms used to say, don't go out and play with that Davey.
That is true.
Stay away from him. He's going to get in trouble. I'll tell you why.
Why, mommy? Dave's fun.
Because there was a Davey in every neighborhood, and he would go and start fires, break into houses and stuff, and then when somebody would see, he'd run, and you'd be the one to get caught, and he would throw you under the bus. Not me. Yeah, that's you.
That just made me think of something.
Yep, the truth.
No, it just made me think of something running with this kid, and he crapped his pants, and it turned into a ball when he...
Dave, you're going to back me up, right? You're going to tell Stan that you're the one that started the fire. You're not going to let him believe that was me.
The fire?
Yeah, that he got caught for starting.
Yeah, you're going to tell Stan the truth. I mean, that was all you. I just happened to be there. Will you tell him?
Yeah.
I had a neighbor, Danny Fitzpatrick. He may have been you. I got into so much trouble because he would run off. He would start everything and then run off.
Well, I'm sorry,
and you know
man.
What? I had to go and apologize. He happened to be standing there,
and it was my fault, bro. They all looked at him, and it was actually me.
Stay away from Davey.
Shut up.
See, he just admitted to setting the fire.
Yep.
All right.
In his own special way.
I do things.
Well, I think we got to the root now. It's Danny Fitzpatrick you're mad at, not Dave.
Here's a positive review of your comedy stand-up.
Oh, thank you.
At least Dave tried. Better than the ones who never try.
Right on.
That's kind of a positive review.
That's uplifting.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
You hate to hear that, though. Yeah. Kind of a backhanded...
Yeah, you know.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. We'll tell you how sales were for Olive Garden's Lifetime Pasta Pass.
Oh, yeah. Bet you it was outrageous.
Outrageous. Man robs a 7-Eleven wearing a baby t-shirt as a mask. Update on the woman who pulled a gator out of her yoga pants during a traffic stop. Mom licks her daughter's ice cream cone, then finds out the kid uses it as toilet paper.
Oh!
And finally, a Connecticut man cut down a famous 200-year-old tree. Why?
Why?
Because he hates his brother. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. By the way, does it say where, what town in Connecticut on there?
Farmington Valley, Torrington, New Haven.
New Haven. Okay, that's expected. Laughter. we are really in need of some right now with the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Today is Madonna's birthday.
And she's 70 what?
What?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about Madonna.
Top things you didn't know about Madonna.
Gwyneth Paltrow was the maid of honor at her second wedding in order to make sure the bride wasn't the most annoying person in the wedding party. She once dated Michael Jackson, and it remains her greatest acting role.
What's that? See, we got to pipe in your reactions.
No, you don't. Not everything's always funny, bro.
What?
I don't know.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Not everything is always funny?
Yeah, like myself.
All right, bro.
You know?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Can I read this text?
Sure.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm not doing anything.
Yep, we're just
guys,
chilling.
I was that Davey back in the day. When I turned 18 and figured out I don't like jail, I straightened my ass up, got a job. Unlike old bitch on the radio making everybody's ears bleed right now.
Nice. Another text line, tough guy, man. Love him.
Nobody is ever to call you that.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. What, little bitch?
Top things you didn't know about Madonna.
Puss.
Stan?
Yes, Haney.
You don't ever.
Don't use those words.
You've been warned.
Old bitch and puss.
Oh, you're going to use them again. Haney?
Dave?
Sorry about that.
Top things you didn't know about Madonna.
Will you shut it up?
She makes almost as many gay guys scream as a parade. When she embraced Kabbalah, she took the Jewish name Esther, uh-huh, which is Hebrew for phony. The last time Madonna was actually like a virgin, Jimmy Carter was president.
Yeah. hooker.
She's gone from desperately seeking Susan to desperately seeking attention. Her birth name is Madonna Louise Cougar Mellencamp. She's helped MTV become what it is today, a network devoted to exploiting unstable teen mothers. Stan, is there something you...
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm just laughing at these jokes. What? What? You're the one, Dave, getting all worked up about these reviews.
I love it, man.
He's here till Thursday, folks. Welcome to the stage, Big Puss.
Top things you didn't know about Madonna. Yeah. She was born in Michigan, which explains her British accent.
Yeah.
To this day, Britney Spears still has cold sores from the VMAs.
Love it.
And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about Madonna.
Yes.
She's done more laps than Dale Earnhardt Jr. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis
has left the building. Yeah, today, August 16th, it's the anniversary of Elvis's death. I know exactly where I was.
We know exactly where he was, too.
Yep,
on the toilet.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Answering our question of the week, what was the biggest event you ever attended? Diane says, Summer Jam at Watkins Glen, New York, 1973. 600,000 people, yes. The Allman Brothers played, Grateful Dead, the band. Never saw so much drugs in my entire life.
You know, it seems like the Allman Brothers are the constant in all of these huge shows. It's the Allman Brothers that are there.
Stephen writes, Ahoy, gentlemen. Regarding your question of the week, I was living in Philadelphia at the time, and like Mr. Mangus, my largest event happened at JFK Stadium. Also, I was 29 at the time. The date was September 13th, 1985. I was at Live Aid. Oh, I mean, I wish I would have been there.
I wish I would have been there just to see Clapton.
Yeah. Janet writes, the largest event? When I was about 16, I went to a Grateful Dead concert in Southern California. It was absolutely crazy. I think there were more people partying in the parking lot than actually went to the concert.
That happens.
It was great. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Headlined, Disrespect. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, another incident in Philadelphia. Six police officers are wounded but survived. No one died, not even the shooter. Now, here's what...
He was on the phone with his lawyer,
yep,
the superintendent of police, and the DA, trying to work a deal as he's shooting.
Now, here's what pissed me off. As things were unfolding and the police were coming to the scene, there was a large group of people who were harassing the police.
Yep.
Calling them names, they went...
They were cheering the shooter and mocking police.
Calling them names, they went so far as to push some of the officers. Are you effing kidding me? Now, this went on while there was an active shooter. Here's the police. They're there to protect you. And you're going to harass them? I mean, just how stupid are you morons? Then to have Kamala Harris going on fake news CNN and starting talk about gun control. Not concerned with what was going on, but the dumb bitch is campaigning. Look, gun background checks don't work. You think this guy, the other day, bought a gun legally? No, he was a felon and he had a weapon that had the filed off serial numbers and everything.
I still want to know how he pulled that off. Got the DA on the phone with your attorney and the police commissioner.
Well, if you watch that movie, Dog Day Afternoon, Al Pacino got a lot of people on the phone.
But
and actually had choppers and planes. And...
Well, then I've been lied to because I've been told that movies aren't real.
Evidently, he got what he wanted. I don't know what will work, but I know that won't. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Oh, that
Jesus.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. By the way, here's what gets me. There were so many people trying to compare the Philadelphia event as along with lumping it in with Dayton, and it's got nothing. This is a bad guy shooting up the place, and police. This isn't a random shooter that's going around killing innocent people. This is right out of you talk about a movie. Bad guy with a gun, police going to stop him. That's what it's about.
Yeah, and it's...
It's not a random shooter.
It's
shooting innocent people.
This guy, this type of guy... That causes a lot of innocent people to get hurt because now when they serve warrants, a lot of times they go in hard, kicking in doors, and people go, why the hell are you doing that? He would have come peacefully. Well, every once in a while, you get one like this.
By the way, you can go see Matt Mangus right now until 6 p.m.
Do I need to say it again?
He's at Happy Hour.
Must I say it again?
South Street City Oven and Grill. Haney, you got a warning for everybody that's going to head down to South Street there at Goodlet Frank Road.
Do not address him as Matt Fungus or Mangina. No. That's out of line.
Happy Hour drink specials and food specials going on right now. K-Rock prizes. Sign up to win tickets to see Disturbed at Hertz Arena on September the 19th. It is Matt Mangus at the Happy Hour at South Street.
You know what? I'm going to take that as a slip of the tongue, Stan. I know you wouldn't say that.
Sorry. We'll be back.
You got too much class.
Stan Haney.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney.
Sick, man.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Friday afternoon. Fredo Waterman going to be giving us traffic here in just a little bit. We'll also tell you about Matt Mangus down at South Street for Happy Hour. He's there right now. But first, let's get you updated. Jets Pizza bringing us traffic. Fredo?
Now, K-Rock traffic.
So not cool, man.
Yeah.
Calling me Fredo.
Right on.
Woo! It's Friday, almost quitting time.
Yeah.
All right, four on the board here. Let's start. We got two in Lehigh, two Fort Myers. All right, Lehigh Acres, we have a hit and run in the 5,000 block of 24th Street Southwest, right in front of a duplex. Be on the lookout for that there in Lehigh. Also in Lehigh, another hit and run, 710 Arthur Avenue. Be on the lookout for that. Two crashes, Fort Myers. Let's start Veronica S. Shoemaker Boulevard and Winkler Avenue. And our second crash in Fort Myers is in the 14,000 block of I-75 southbound, wherever the hell that is. And you're up to date in the update, 30 minutes.
If it was in Cape Coral, it would be right next to your house, right down the street.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Yeah. Matt Mangus. Till 6 p.m. every Friday, and he's there right now at South Street City Oven and Grill. Goodlet Frank Road, Pine Ridge Road, in the Goodlet Corners Shopping Center, right down there in Naples. Happy Hour going on right now. Drinking food specials, 96 K-Rock prizes, and yes, you can sign up to win tickets to see Disturbed at Hertz Arena on September 19th. Matt Mangus. Ahoy!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy.
What's up, Billy?
How are you? How's school?
It sucks.
First week back, man.
Sucks harder than ever.
Yeah, it's always tough that first few days back and having to get back into the routine and having to crack those books again. Other than that, everything good. You have a good day. You take the bus home, does your bitch mom pick you up?
Sometimes I'll get a text. Sometimes I don't.
Oh, that she's coming. Sometimes you don't, and then you got to take the bus.
Yeah.
You probably ride in the back of the bus, don't you?
There's a lot of weirdos.
Yeah, not you.
Stan.
Well, yeah, Billy.
Is Dave there?
Yeah, hold on a second. I'll get him. Dave?
Hello, Billy. What's happening, buddy?
Well, what's up, my main man?
What's up, Broheim? Woo! Friday, man.
Man.
First week in the books.
You kick such serious ass, Dave.
I know, bro. I know.
What, you listened to him do some stand-up, did you, Billy?
Yeah. And I didn't even know that he was a comedian.
No, most of Southwest Florida didn't know that either.
Nope, not till today, bro.
And
killed
it. You know what that made me think?
What's that?
Is there anything you can't do?
Come on, Billy. There is not a thing in the world I cannot do.
Billy, let me ask you, what can Dave do? You heard him do stand-up. I mean, you're saying that there's nothing that he can't do.
I play guitar.
What else does he do? I'm asking Billy how he sees you. Not you bragging about stuff you do half-assed.
Hey, man.
What does he do, Billy, that impresses you? You say he does everything.
Because he's the coolest guy. He gets all the chicks. He's a rocker. He can fight sharks. He scuba dives. He can ride a skateboard and a surfboard and all kinds of stuff.
Damn right I can, bro. Glad you know where it's at.
So that's why I'm wondering if there's anything you can't do. Do you think you could kill a man with your bare hands?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wait a second. We tried doing that martial arts stuff, and you got your ass kicked by a girl.
Two chicks, Stan.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we had you break the board and you nearly broke your hand?
It's because you guys put the knot right there, man.
Yeah.
You know, they set me up for failure sometimes, Billy. You know that, right?
Yeah. You think you could?
Because they don't want me to win all the time, man. Because they're like, we can't let this guy be so cool to win all the time. He's got to lose a little.
Do you think you could be like a snake charmer?
We had one here once years ago. I think he's doing 10 to 20.
Possibly, Billy. I'd give it a shot.
Remember him, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, is there anything that scares you?
Oh.
Yeah, what scares Dave the Waterman?
What frightens me?
Because Billy wants to hear nothing frightens you. That you would stare at the Grim Reaper and make him run away.
Yeah, you know what? I don't see anything truly frightening me, Billy. I've had guns pulled on me. I have had guns go off right next to my head.
That's when he was living out in L.A., though, Billy.
You know, Dave,
why did you have guns going off by your head?
Well, I was with this chick at this time, man, and she liked to partake and party early in the mornings, starting around 7 a.m. And
do that fun Poller game, Russian roulette.
Yeah, and by noon, you know, things kind of would sometimes get out of hand, and I would come home from lunch, and it was wide
Billy,
open.
Billy, I'll tell you something that frightens Dave, and I know it, and he can't deny it. You know what frightens Dave? Work.
That don't frighten me, Billy. No, man.
Bro, I don't blame you.
Billy, hey, no, dude. Let me tell you something, man. Bro, I will break my back, bro. And I have for a long time.
Yeah, bro.
Long time.
What are you doing now? Sitting on that duff.
Damn right.
What type of weapon was it? What caliber ammunition?
It was a 9mm Smith & Wesson. She was a great shot.
Sweet.
Yeah, she was a great shot. One of the things that would really, you know, stink up the place sometimes, Billy, is we'd go to the gun range, man, and she'd partake before she'd go in there, and then they don't like you to shoot sideways in those places. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because that's a stupid way to shoot a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, do you have any, does your parents, your mom's house or your dad's house, is there a weapon in the house?
Yeah.
There is. Well, who has the weapon?
Nobody thinks I know about it. It's nothing special. It's a 22 caliber pistol.
Yeah.
And it's like a lady gun my mom carries in her purse sometimes.
One of those things. You shoot somebody with that just makes them mad.
No, that'll kill somebody.
A 22?
Yeah.
I had a buddy killed by one.
A
22 is like a bee sting.
Shot him in the heart.
You had a buddy that was killed by a 22? You killed somebody?
Yep, sure did, man.
You killed somebody?
No, I didn't kill nobody. No, not me. No, I had a friend killed by a gun, by a 22. He left.
Ow.
He was at the bar, man, and ended up taking off with this chick, and they ended up at her house.
And she had that girl gun.
And the husband came home, and it was a big melee.
And a man uses a 22.
This guy did, man. This guy did, shot and killed him, and then we went over. We knew what house it was. Then we started terrorizing the house. It wasn't cool, man.
I don't see how that could happen because I took my mom's lady gun out once, and I shot a raccoon, and it just got mad.
No.
That's all it does.
That cannot be a 22. You got to have some.
Well, I went, and when I was a kid, I had a 22 rifle that we caught a raccoon in the foot trap because he was going to the chicken coop. I must have pumped five bullets straight in that raccoon's head. He just growled at me.
I'm telling you. It's what I was told by
him. Oh, wow. What did that sound like, Stan?
Like that. And he was showing his teeth as blood was trickling down right next to his eye.
Oh, that's pretty scary. Would that scare you, Dave?
Yeah, no, hell no. I'm not scared of no damn whatever the hell he's talking about. Nothing. Nothing scares me, Billy. Nothing. Nothing. You need to be fearless in life. Okay?
Some guy, Dave, wants you to, if you're so tough, why don't you go down to the wrestling center and see what happens there?
No problem.
They'd call you macho puss.
Once again, Billy, you see what Stan does is he reads these texts, and they're just text line tough guys. Billy's because they're jealous. They're jealous.
Yeah, I see what he does because that one time he made you go and fight a girl, and you couldn't even hit back.
Yeah, pretty much. I couldn't even put my full force into it. I had to let him, whip my ass.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No.
And then remember the time you went into the rage room, Dave? You went into the rage room. You lasted about a minute and a half before you were exhausted.
Because it's a rage room. You go in there and rage.
He couldn't even lift his arms after about 3 minutes.
Don't listen to him, Billy. Don't listen to him.
Hey,
don't listen,
Dave?
To him. Yeah, brother.
I don't want you to be mad at me.
Oh, man.
But I can't afford to buy your album.
I hear you. I hear you.
And what album? What album?
I got an album, man.
And I kind of bootlegged it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's
it.
That's Dave's stuff, all right.
El Camino. El Camino. That rocks.
That is a great song, isn't it, Billy? Does that not get you pumped for a Friday?
Yeah, I wish I could afford to buy the album.
There's only one song. It's just one song.
I'll send you the album, Billy. I'll send you the full-length album, man. No problem.
Well, Billy,
what else is on the album?
Yeah, what else is on?
Let's see. I've got a song called Pro Violence. I'm Your Pure Night Pleasure.
How does that go?
Pro violence, pro violence, pro! Pro violence, pro violence, pro!
Yeah, real deep lyrics like the other song. Billy, there's something else that scares Dave.
Yeah.
Something that terrorizes, fear runs through Dave when with this thing. Probably more than anything.
I don't believe that.
Yep. You want to know what it is?
What?
Haney running out of money.
That is so not cool, man. Why would you? That is hitting low.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Shark Girl just texted you.
That is
you.
Hitting
You're
low.
The one that she's the one that you fought. What?
Oh, I fought one of them.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did fight
her.
He
let us kick his ass?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I saw it.
Thank you, Shark Girl.
Still not cool. She continues, that son of a bitch, if I see him on the street, it's on.
All right.
Once again, Dave, making more enemies.
That's what I do best.
We'll be back.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney. Segment on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Classics. There's nothing better than the classics. Stan and Haney.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Bob.
Is it raining?
Yep. It's raining crap outside, boys.
Jeez.
Raining crap.
Raining crap.
Just raining crap.
You know what? I appreciate you being such a good buddy.
No problem, man.
Nobody else stepped up and said, hey, you know what? That would suck for you, Haney, to have to travel to Las Vegas on your own.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would like a free trip to Las Vegas.
I can be a
that was so nice of you, Dave.
No, look, man, I'm just here for assistance, buddy. Any assistance at all you need, man, I'll help you. We'll get it taken care of.
You know what? How many people would be willing to do that? To step up and say, hey,
I'm tired of reading the texts.
Yeah, not many at all.
Because they're all going to step up. Dave's biggest fear, Haney running out of money.
That was so low. Yeah.
That was a zingaroo.
Yeah, that was a zingabootski right there.
Hit it, will you?
By the way, Dolphins football tonight here on K-Rock. Game time, 6:30. That means Rob's show is off tonight, but he's going to be at Laugh-In Comedy hanging out there. 8 shows tonight Rob will be doing.
Yep.
But Dolphins pregame for the Dolphins and Bucks gets underway at 6:30 tonight on 96 K-Rock. Here's Dave. You know, you are just such a giving man. I've never known anybody that gives and gives as much as
he's
you do.
He's a saint of a man.
I've thrown my body into everything, Stan.
Jeez.
You know, nobody else is going to say, hey, if you're willing to get me a free trip to Vegas, I'll go with you. That's a true friend.
Bro, I'm here for you.
Yeah, Jets Pizza.
I'm here for
love
you.
Love you,
man.
Bro.
Love you too, bro.
K-Rock Traffic.
All right, all right, all right. It's Friday. Woo! Quitting time. Get some, son. All right, 4 on the board here.
1 in a million.
Damn right.
He stepped up when nobody would.
I'll take care of you. Yeah. We'll get there. You'll be in good hands, man. We'll have a good time. Guarantee that.
Make sure I get on and off the plane.
Yeah. Drinks. Smokes.
Make sure that they know they're dealing with a VIP.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Stand back. Stand back.
Because what Haney gets, you get, huh?
I make it happen, son.
Yeah.
I'm good at that.
I don't know how many people would go and say, you know, free trip to Vegas.
Making it happen.
I just worry about our last time in a casino. You were toilet sick.
Yeah.
Because you got sugar belly.
No, that was... It's because I won.
When he came into the studio looking for time off, he told everybody he had diverticulitis.
Yep. Whatever it takes.
Yep. I've had many ailments, Stan.
No, you haven't. You've had many lies.
Can I do traffic?
Well, what?
All right, 4 on the board. Lehigh Acres crash, Hightower Avenue, disabled vehicle in Fort Myers, South Cleveland Avenue, and Boy Scout Drive, Estero crash, Williams Road, and South Tamiami Trail. That's traffic. I'm up to date. I'm out of here later.
See you around.
Yeah, dude. In Vegas.
thanks again, bro.
Hey, no problem. We'll get there.
Don't know anybody that would step up to the plate like that.
I'm telling you. I'm a friend.
Take
bro.
A free trip.
No, he is selfless, man. Never thinks about himself. Nope. He's looking out for a bro, okay?
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Woo! I got you, man.
Shut up! You always got to say last words.
No.
Can Haney and I finish the sentence?
See you later.
Idiot. Good.
Out of range. Yeah. That's all. He said something.
Yeah. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, August 16th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
The U.S. military is really weird when it comes to censorship.
What do you mean?
Well, here is one example. The U.S. military supported the movie Independence Day, even going so far as to offer military uniforms and military props. Mm-hmm. That is, until the film refused to eliminate all mentions of Area 51. At that point, the military withdrew all support. Now, I have been reading these books written by a former Navy SEAL. Good books. They're fiction, but he goes into great detail based on what he knows.
His experience.
And I did not know this, but evidently, if you're in the military, and I don't know if it's just because you're in the military or if you happen to have a security clearance, the way it sounded is just if you're in the military, that if you ever decide to write anything, even fiction, that comes anywhere close to describing any place you might have been or anything you might have done, they have the right to look over the manuscript and make changes. And what I learned after reading this guy's books are that the changes that they make seem to be arbitrary and weird. It's like they'll leave in things where you'll think, man, they probably should have taken that out. And then they will censor things that are publicly available, and you know exactly what he's
Something
talking about.
Something tells me they randomly proofread. They're not going to go through every page of every book, but they're going to go and take a sample chapter, a sample section.
But why bother if what they're doing?
Because they're not going to have the manpower for every military fiction book that comes out who's had military to go through every single page. They'll go and spot check it.
Because I'm telling you, the guy writing these books is 100% a patriot, and what he's writing, he would in no way endanger anything. And then I think you're right. It seems like it's just random stuff they take out.
Pick up the book, thumb through a page, let's start reading here, and I'll read for the next 45 minutes.
When I say the name Marvin Gaye, what do you think of, Stan?
Heard it through the grapevine. Great Motown singer.
Well, it could have been a different world, Stan. Believe it or not, Marvin Gaye wanted to play professional football.
Who didn't?
I guess he got a trainer and attempted to get a tryout with the Detroit Lions.
Oh, didn't know that.
In 1970, they turned Marvin Gaye down. Why?
Why?
Well, the coach informed him, since he had zero football experience, he might not be a good fit on the team.
Doesn't matter how good he is, but zero football experience. I don't know that Bob Hayes, coming off the 64 Olympics, had any football
Bullet
experience
Bob.
When he went and signed on as a wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys.
That kind
who was that other one for the 49ers? Ronaldo Nehemiah. Remember, he set the world record in track and field, and the 49ers signed him.
Yeah. Remember the Nigerian nightmare, Christian Okoye?
Yeah.
He had very little experience.
Come on. Well, again, we're talking about a long time ago.
What city has the highest percentage of people born in foreign countries?
What city?
Yes.
Probably has to be some border state. Your Texas.
I'm not talking about states. I'm talking about cities worldwide.
I don't know. Worldwide?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Miami.
Huh. Makes sense.
Miami has a higher percentage of people born in foreign countries than any other major city in the world.
A lot of them Cubans.
59% of Miami's population was born in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto is second at 50%. So it's Miami by a lot.
Yeah.
You ever seen a film called Ghostbusters?
Sure have.
You know who was in that movie?
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, the Black Ghostbuster.
Yep. Guest on this show, yep. Ernie Hudson.
Yep.
There was another superstar in Ghostbusters, but you might not be aware of it. The great Ron Jeremy.
You get in if I get in.
Was an extra in Ghostbusters. Ron Jeremy is in the scene at the end where a crowd of people on the street watch the Ghostbusters head into the building. And no, he's not doing anything sexual.
There he is.
Hey, it's me, Ron Jeremy. Yep. Look at the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, wants to let everybody know, I'm sure.
Yep.
What? Hold on. What's this guy want? Does he have some knowledge on military and writing books?
Yes, he's a former military man.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
You know something about writing books and being in the military?
Well, I was in the military, and I had a clearance, and I know from other guys I know that if you write something related to your former job, they read everything.
Oh, yeah. And the author that I was referencing, his first book, they did it in no time. And I don't think they liked the content of his first book because his second book, which, you know, it had been pre-ordered and expected to be a big seller, they kept delaying it and delaying it even after publishing dates were set. And then seeing the stuff that they did censor, it was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that could be.
Thank you.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be. Thank you, expert.
You know, earlier this week, we told you about Olive Garden.
Oh, yes.
And their pasta passes. Olive Garden's annual pasta passes went on sale yesterday at 2 p.m. Now, these passes get you unlimited pasta for 9 weeks. It costs you $100. Now, they've done this for a while. All 24,000 passes sold out. How long did it take to sell out?
You were saying last when we were before it happened that it's like in minutes, seconds.
All 24 passes were sold officially in less than 1 second.
1 second.
It's like as soon as the clock hit 2 o'clock, all the orders were processed. But that's not all. This year, Olive Garden upped their game, introducing a new twist, the Lifetime Pasta Pass. This year, the first 50 people to buy the annual pass would have the option to upgrade to unlimited pasta for life for an extra $400 for a total of $500.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of the 24,000 people who had the opportunity, 20,400 of them opted in for the lifetime pass. That is an 85% acceptance rate. And today, oh, here's the catch. Out of those people, today 50 of them will get the opportunity to buy one.
Yeah, because it must be like the ones that get in, there's only going to be 50.
It's like Ron Jeremy says.
Yeah.
What is it he says?
You get in if I get in.
Indeed.
Yeah. You know what? Keep in mind, somebody goes and spends, let's say they got, or one of the 50, the $500 that they had to pay up for unlimited pasta for life. That would be fine if you're eating alone. Remember, it's just for you. So if you bring your family or you bring a loved one, they're paying.
Well,
you can have your card and eat for free. It's not like, I'd like to use it for the both of us. That ain't happening.
Well, I think if you get that card, chances are you'll end up with a new nickname, whether you want it or not.
What's that?
Dutch.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
With over 130 years of mining diamonds, De Beers Mining Group is the most respected and well-known name within the diamond industry today. When De Beers decided to release their rarest and most valuable diamonds to the world, they chose only 300 jewelers in the U.S. And the only jeweler they respected and trusted in Southwest Florida to represent these rare diamonds was Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. When America's top bridal designers, Tacori, Verragio, Simon G., and Peter Storm, made the decision to showcase their stunning and award-winning designs in Southwest Florida, there was only one jeweler they sought to collaborate with, Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. The Diamond District has the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, along with over 3,000 engagement rings from the top bridal ring designers in the U.S. With this selection and diamond prices at or below the internet, you won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
The Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Update. A 26-year-old Fort Myers woman made the news back in May, you may recall, when she got pulled over. She reached into her yoga pant and produced a baby alligator.
Yes, I remember.
And she also had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles backpack that contained more than 40 turtles.
Yep, look at her. What the? Looks like she was a snake or something bit her in the face.
Looks like... Looks got, like a young John Belushi.
She's got like a little Bell's palsy or something.
No, it looks like Belushi from his Saturday Night Live headshot.
What?
With the eyebrow. It looks like Belushi from his SNL headshot.
He did
headshot.
That on purpose. She's not.
Oh. Well, she was found guilty on animal smuggling charges. She was sentenced to 24 months of probation and 200 hours of community service.
Oh, yeah, Rob's taking a look now. You know what? He's right. He's right.
You got to find the one that they showed on SNL.
Where he's got the eyebrow. He did it a lot in the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. It's, you know, like the slides they show.
Yeah.
Or they used to.
He's got that raised eyebrow. That's tough to find him. How about the one?
Yeah. They're very litigious.
Oh, there it is. No, that's when he was in Animal House. Go up, 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 up. No. Hold it. Down. Right there. It wasn't that the one where the... Yeah, there it is.
Sorry about that, folks.
Do a side by side.
A woman named Sydney Anderson from Midgeville, Georgia, posted a story on her Facebook page earlier this week about an incident with her adorable four-year-old daughter.
Aww.
Sydney says her daughter recently handed her an ice cream cone and offered her a lick.
Little darling.
Isn't that adorable?
Oh, it sure is.
And after mommy licked the ice cream cone, her daughter dropped a bit of a bombshell. Apparently, her daughter had taken the ice cream cone with her into the potty. And when it was time to wipe, instead of wiping with the hand holding the toilet paper, she wiped with the hand holding the ice cream cone.
Learned that from Dave.
When mommy appeared to get upset, from the mouths of babes, Stan. Yeah. Sydney's daughter replied, quote, "It was just pee, mommy."
That's it. Just pee.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. There is a 63-year-old gent named Curtis Pardee from New Haven, Connecticut.
Jeez.
He was recently busted for using a chainsaw to chop down a famous 200-year-old tree.
This is insane.
Called the Door Tree in Hamden, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
It got its name because the bottom of the tree grew to look like a big arch that you can walk under. The tree is so famous, it was once even featured on Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, look at it.
World famous.
Yeah.
So why did 63-year-old Curtis decide it would be a good idea to take a chainsaw and destroy this unique tree?
Throw away the key on this guy. Why?
He told the police it's because he hates his brother, and his brother absolutely loved that tree. Couldn't get enough of it.
I'll teach him.
Now he is facing charges of criminal mischief and criminal trespass.
You know.
Tree's gone.
Yep, 200-year-old tree. Remember a few years back when County Commissioner Frank Mann went all nuts about the banyan tree?
Yeah.
Thing was diseased. It was falling apart. And he went and, forget county politics, he wanted to save that tree.
Yep, yeah. You know, that used to be a big name in this town.
It's true.
Poor Frank, I don't think he had the wherewithal. And that's the news for today, Friday, August 16th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Used to be a big wheel.
Yeah.
That name used to carry some clout.
Yeah. Well, you know. His mother, beloved.
Oh, beloved.
Yep.
Named a whole theater after her.
Yep. Him.
Yep.
Not so much.
He wanted to save a banyan tree.
Yeah. Yeah. He was always doing kooky things.
Yeah.
Remember when he was the dark horse candidate and nobody voted for him? He ran for governor and proclaimed himself the dark horse candidate and nobody voted for him.
Jeez, I remember the opening of Fenway South down off of Daniels.
Yeah.
They brought all the, and I was there for the first game that they had there. They brought all the county commissioners because they made it happen. You know, put us in debt, and they all came out, and they all had Red Sox jerseys on. The county commission was going to throw out.
And they were all driving new cars.
They sure were. They were all going to throw out the first pitch. You know, new cars and those jerseys go for about $5 apiece. So they all come out, and it's please welcome the Lee County Commission, and they introduced all of them. And then Frank Mann, how they found a jersey to fit him was beyond me. It was like an Omar the Tent Maker. And they all threw out the first pitch. He was the only one that had to act like he was like Dennis Eckersley on the mound. Had to do the whole thing. And he as big as a house. There he is.
Poor guy.
Yep. Name used to carry clout.
At one time. At one time.
Jason Todd from the Diamond District. Well,
shame.
We'll be back.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this week with us. Dolphins football coming up at 6:30 as they take on the Tampa Bay Bucks. Preseason game number 2. Rob Show off tonight. He's going to be at Laugh-In Comedy Club. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Jets Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, Fort Myers, crash. Independence Circle and 6 Mile Cypress in Estero, crash. 10,000 block of Estero Town Commons Place. And in Lehigh Acres, crash. Joel Boulevard and David Avenue. And you are up to date.
Stan, I got a treat. We can only sample it. Rodney Crowell has a brand new album out called Texas. He's got guest stars on it.
Ooh.
This one is Rodney Crowell and Billy F. Gibbons.
Oh, wow. I couldn't tell.
Spit curl down his forehead, talking about how yes, it's on. Just some lame six bang grease stain sitting here underneath the hood. Tamping down a camel on a zipper with a grin, maybe wider than a country mile. Of course, a can of cool hand is taking us to school, man, and burning up the road in style. He said, "You're ready,
oh yeah, built for comfort, built for speed."
56 Fury,
long about every last thing you need. 56 Fury,
I like it.
Hands stacked up and twisted like some beehive made in France. 7 double shots of spray now, down for nothing left to chance. So here's what real cried sweet Lucille. There ain't no other boy I know who can even dare to hold a candle to that loving hot rod Romeo. 56 Fury,
high performance, built for fun.
56 Fury,
Lord have mercy, watch you look at her run.
We may have to play that again next
oh,
week.
Oh, yes. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I have a half-twin. I also have a Siamese stepson. A friend of mine is on the Ouija board of directors. My doctor told me I shouldn't work out anymore until I'm in better shape. I said, "All right, don't send me a bill until I pay you." So I called up the airline to make a reservation. They said, "How many will be traveling?" I said, "How do I know? It's your plane." I bought one walkie-talkie. I didn't want anyone to hear what I was saying. I'm addicted to placebos. I could quit, but it wouldn't matter. I'm also part of the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program. You have to go door to door and tell everybody I'm somebody else.
Great, Stephen Wright. Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
No. Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy.
What's up,
How
Billy?
How are you? How's school?
It sucks.
First week back, man.
sucks harder than ever.
Yeah, it's always tough that first few days back and having to get back into the routine and having to crack those books again. Other than that, everything good. You have a good day. You take the bus home, does your bitch mom pick you up?
Sometimes I'll get a text. Sometimes I don't.
Oh, that she's coming. Sometimes you don't, and then you got to take the bus.
Yeah.
You probably ride in the back of the bus, don't you?
There's a lot of weirdos.
Yeah, not you.
Stan?
Well, yeah, Billy.
Is Dave there?
Yeah, hold on a second. I'll get him. Dave?
Hello, Billy. What's happening, buddy?
What's up, my main man?
What's up, Broheim? Woo! Friday, man.
Man.
First week in the books.
You kick such serious ass, Dave.
I know, bro. I know.
What, you listened to him do some stand-up, did you, Billy?
Yeah. And I didn't even know that he was a comedian.
No, most of Southwest Florida didn't know that either.
Nope, not till today, bro.
And
you know what that
made me think?
What's that?
Is there anything you can't do?
Come on, Billy. There is not a thing in the world I cannot do.
Billy, let me ask you, what can Dave do? You heard him do stand-up. I mean, you're saying that there's nothing that he can't do.
I play guitar.
What else does he do? I drink. I'm asking Billy how he sees you. Not you bragging about stuff you do half-assed.
Hey, man.
What does he do, Billy, that impresses you? You say he does everything.
Because he's the coolest guy. He gets all the chicks. He's a rocker. He can fight sharks. He scuba dives. He can ride a skateboard and a surfboard. And all kinds of stuff.
Damn right I can, bro. Glad you know where it's at.
So that's why I'm wondering if there's anything you can't do. Do you think you could kill a man with your bare hands?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wait a second. We tried doing that martial arts stuff, and you got your ass kicked by a girl.
Two chicks, Stan.
Some guy, Dave, wants you to, if you're so tough... Why don't you go down to the wrestling center and see what happens there?
No
They'd
problem.
Call you macho puss.
Once again, Billy, you see what Stan does is he reads these texts, and they're just text line tough guys. Billy's because they're jealous. They're jealous.
Yeah, I see what he does because that one time he made you go and fight a girl and you couldn't even hit back.
Yeah, pretty much. I couldn't even put my full force into it. I had to let him, you know, whip my ass.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No.
And then remember the time you went into the rage room, Dave? You went into the rage room. You lasted about a minute and a half before you were exhausted.
Because it's a rage room. You go in there and rage.
He couldn't even lift his arms after about 3 minutes.
Don't listen to him, Billy. Don't listen to him.
Hey,
don't listen,
Dave.
To me. Yeah, brother.
I don't want you to be mad at me.
Oh, man.
But I can't afford to buy your album.
I hear you. I hear you.
And what album? What album?
I got an album, man.
And I kind of bootlegged it.
Oh, you did.
Wouldn't yeah. It,
Yeah, that's
it.
That's Dave's stuff, all right.
El Camino. El Camino. That rocks.
That
hard.
Is a great song, isn't it, Billy? Does that not get you pumped for a Friday?
Yeah, I wish I could afford to buy the album.
There's only one song. It's just one song.
I'll send you the album, Billy. I'll send you the full-length album, man. No problem.
Well, Billy, there's Billy.
What else is on the album?
Yeah, what else is on?
Let's see. I've got a song called "Pro Violence." I'm your pure night pleasure.
How does that go?
Pro violence, pro violence, pro, pro violence, pro violence, pro.
Yeah, real it's deep real lyrics, good stuff, like the man. Other song. Billy, there's something else that scares Dave.
Yeah.
Something that terrorizes. Fear runs through Dave when with this thing. Probably more than
believe,
anything.
I don't believe that.
Yep. You want to know what it is?
What?
Haney running out of money.
That is so not cool, man. Why would you... That is hitting low.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.